RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Well, it's been a heck of a day in Cowboys land. My goodness, Trayvon Diggs. Adios, my friend. How will you remember Trayvon Diggs? 877-881-1053. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation on a TD Tuesday, locked and loaded for the next 5 hours. I'm Eric Chiafalo alongside the Super Bowl champion, Brian Broaddus. We got Jacob Ray. Are we still doing new guy Jake, or have you graduated from that?
I think it's degenerate Jake now because I gamble.
That's right.
That's a new one, yep.
That's right. Degenerate Jake in the building, repping his Texas Tech Red Raiders, prepping his body for some Orange Bowl action. We'll have Ari Temkin live from Miami. Wonder what type of shenanigans Ari's getting into as he's getting set to cover Texas Tech and Oregon.
Ari is a professional. He's probably asking him, you know, the questions, the hard-hitting questions. What's the identity of these teams?
Hey, Coach Lanning, what's the identity of your football team?
See, Ari was a big identity guy, and
yeah,
it used to drive me nuts.
I know.
On the post-game show. I go, let me tell you their identity, Ari. Their identity is they're a bunch of damn losers right now. And they're not going to be any better because their identity is they don't know how to draft. They don't know, you know, I just would go into the whole, let me tell you the identity.
Really milking that identity conversation. Yeah, we'll talk identity and everything else, college football style, with Ari Temkin at 6 o'clock. And just got the update, breaking news, that Todd Archer is going to hop on with us at 4 o'clock.
He was
first on the Trayvon Diggs release news today. So we'll chat with him at 4 o'clock, TD Tuesday, 420, Mark Schlereth. So we're partying up in here, and it's great to have you in. Now, I mean, Broaddus, what do you know?
I think this is the hope. This is the hope that maybe that they can get somebody to claim him. It's a long shot, but with a week in the season, maybe somebody doesn't want to battle. I asked some people in the organization. I go, listen, by doing this, do you know if somebody would claim him? Reached out to Gang of Seven. I want to see what they say. The contract isn't terrible if you look at it overall. It's not a terrible one.
If a team wanted to assume it.
If a team wanted to assume. And so by doing this, and I mean, without even looking at the text, folks, I feel you. I know you're telling me there's no way in hell anybody's going to claim Diggs and da-da-da-da-da. I totally understand that. This is just a swing for the fences. See with the last week of the season if they can put him out there and somebody does it. Will he play? Probably not for somebody. But maybe somebody doesn't want to have to battle for him, or they think enough of him. You know, I mean, he's telling Jane Slater he's healthy, all the right things. The tape hasn't been great. So, you know, maybe a change of venue would be fine. But this is the Cowboys' way of just trying to say, listen, if you can go land on another team, by all means, go do it. We'll give you that opportunity. So here we are.
Yeah, I mean, so looking at it here, look, Field Yates is saying that if a team wanted to go ahead and claim Diggs off waivers, which is what the Cowboys are hoping for
That's what they're hoping for. I mean, hey, it's not likely going to happen, but that's a little bit of somewhat of their plan.
Because that team would be on the hook for the $472,000 that he is due in base salary for Week 18.
Right.
And then it would be another $58,000 and change if he's active for the Week 18
said game. Right.
Which is hard to imagine. I think even if a team did claim him, can't imagine they'd throw him into the line of fire with just a handful of days to prepare, especially seeing how difficult it is for him to grasp the scheme that he's been in all season long.
Yeah, I don't think they would throw him into, but what if a playoff team claimed him?
Right, a playoff team where you're like, we'll eat the $472,000 just to have you, and then we'll get you ramped up, and then
ready
here we
playoffs.
Go, playoff game, especially if it's a team that has the bye week, you know, the one seed team.
Yeah.
But It's really hard to fathom a team wanting to go ahead and do that, just under $500,000 for 1 week of the regular season here. And most people are pointing to the Bears because of the Al Harris connection, and I don't even know what type of need they really have at the corner spot right now. If Micah was still playing with Green Bay, I'm sure he'd be trying to get up in their ear saying, hey, bring my guy back.
Let me ask this question. Jake, you got your ears on?
Oh, that's right, man. They're Bears. That's perfect. Bears insider.
Jake is a guy who understands the Chicago Bears backwards and forwards. Jake, you need a corner. What's your situation over there?
So, Nashawn Wright, he got toasted the other day at San Francisco. He gave up 6 of 7 reception, or 6 of 7 targets for 112 yards. I mean, they were picking on him the whole game. You know, C.J. Gardner-Johnson slid into that little nickel role since Kyler Gordon's been out.
Yep.
But, I mean, if you want to bring in Diggs to fight with Nashawn Wright for that third spot, he probably start at the 4. But, I mean, if Nashawn Wright keeps getting toasted, I don't see why he can't take over that spot.
Okay, Nashawn Wright, who has been...
Everybody's talking about Nashawn Wright as being, and for the most part of this season, though, he has been kind of a turnover machine.
He has.
In a good way of creating turnovers.
Yeah, he's been, I mean, he's been a pick machine. I mean, he reminds you of Trayvon that year. Not to the extent, obviously, he didn't have double-digit interceptions. But, like, he'll go in there and fight for the ball. Like, he's punching at fumbles. He's the one who stripped Jalen Hurts on that tush bush when the Bears went and played the Eagles. So, I mean, he's got his nose around the football, and he knows how to take the ball away, so that's good.
Yeah, it's been one of those just volatile seasons for him. Like, he's gotten roasted plenty all year, the latest versus the Niners being the most recent and obvious and egregious. But, he has had the interceptions to sort of save himself and make a bit of a name for himself here. Okay, so that does paint a picture that maybe the Bears could use him. Him being Trayvon Diggs, who was released earlier today. Todd Archer broke the news. He'll join us at 4 o'clock today to break it all down. Interesting timing. And, I guess, Broadus, you're just saying, hey, this wasn't anything necessarily specific.
No,
we all
wasn't.
Knew this was heading for a divorce here.
Yeah.
But this is just a Hail Mary attempt. Maybe a team will pick him up, eat some of that money. Cowboys get off the hook. How will you remember Trayvon Diggs? 877-881-1053. 254, I will remember Trayvon getting paid and then making business decisions on the field. I think he was doing that this whole time. I mean, he was never really the tackle machine.
I remember the Cincinnati game. He had back-to-back plays that basically saved that game, and that was several years ago. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't think he was – and there was – talk about the surgically repaired knee. Was that the problem? No, it was the other knee. There were so many things that he was dealing with, and I'm not trying to make excuses. I just know there's people in the organization that are very grateful that he's going to be gone.
For sure.
We don't have to. And listen, he's not going to be the last one to be gone. We're going to be talking about a defensive staff that's going to have to be evaluated. If you listen to Jerry Jones talk, there's a lot of things going on with this Cowboys defense that hasn't been good, and Diggs is only part of that.
6'8", good pull. I'll remember Diggs for D's nuts.
D's nuts, yep.
That was an all-time Diggs moment.
Yep.
If we were doing top 10 Diggs moments with his tenure here with the Cowboys, I think D's nuts would probably be in that top 3 or 4. That's a great call right there by 6'8", but the writing's been on the wall for sure, dating back to the offseason.
Yeah,
I mean, I know Walchuk and plenty of people have been Diggs had been healthy going into the offseason last year, they would have been looking to trade him.
Yeah.
Of course, he was coming off the injury, so he was pretty much untradeable. And then he does the whole thing where he skips out on the off-season rehab stuff in the facility.
Yeah.
So he punted on $500,000. And Jerry Jones and company, they were clearly not happy with that. Jerry and Steven both were talking about Diggs in a way that you don't usually hear them talk about individual players. They were pretty dang frustrated. And then you get into this season, and he's been awful, and he's been complaining about the scheme. And the funny part about that is, to me, though, is even when they've done what he wanted, which is...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Play man coverage.
Yeah.
He's still gotten toasted.
Yes.
So I don't believe him when he says he's still healthy.
Yeah.
I don't believe that at all. Yeah. I mean, he's had some really difficult knee injuries. Like, those aren't things that you just bounce right back from and here we go, we're all good. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is definitely something that we knew was inevitable, but it is certainly surprising that it happened today. 877-881-1053, 907, good riddance to Diggs. If a player doesn't produce, move on from that player, give another player an opportunity. Now we can do that with the rest of the defense as well and the coaching staff, no question. 817 says, I hope he stays in the NFC East. Yeah, I know. I saw some people were like, man, I hope he doesn't go and he's going to go to Green Bay now. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, let a team be fooled into thinking Trayvon Diggs is still a good player. Like, please have a team think he's starting caliber and pay him some money. And especially at a team like in the NFC East or a team that that you're going to go up against, because that will backfire in a huge way. I don't see anybody on here that is remembering Diggs. I haven't seen one text. We are getting inundated right now. Not one text is, I'll remember him for all those awesome interceptions he had that one season.
Yeah. Well, it looks like there's one group I just looking over at. It says, I remember having two all-pro corners, Diggs and Bland, and never having the best corner duo since they rarely played together.
Yeah, it was one of the weirdest things ever, where you could almost never get both of those guys on the field at the same time.
Yeah.
They both had their injury issues and weird stuff going on. 5-6-1, I'll remember when Diggs decided not to tackle Kittle in the playoffs. That's the play that stands out to me the most. That was the play where I showed up the next day. You get bounced out of the playoffs. That was a big-time, high-leverage moment late in that game. Kittle's bobbling the ball, and Diggs just totally avoids it. Yeah. And that was when it's like, okay, why would you pay this guy? And it's another example, and one of the most egregious ones, too, because it's not like with some of these guys you pay and then all of a sudden they randomly get hurt or something like that. Like, you knew who Diggs was.
Right.
You knew who Diggs was, and you still fell in love with him in a way that gave him the big money contract. And you can count a ton of guys on this Cowboys roster that once you paid him, they were, you know, they were less versions of themselves.
He's not the only one.
Not the only one.
When, yeah.
But, I mean, one of the more egregious ones, because that was not a surprise.
Yeah.
Not a surprise at all. We also have the, I think, Terrence Steele is another one.
Yeah.
Where you paid him after the ACL injury.
Sure.
It wasn't like you paid him and then, oh, crap, he got hurt. Like, that's a bummer. Couldn't have planned for that.
Right.
You paid him after the ACL injury for no reason. And so hopefully they it's gone both ways because you've had guys where, dang, I wish you would have paid him. Jordan Lewis, DeMarcus Lawrence, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and Jerry referenced that with Sean and Bobby earlier today. But it's one of those deals where I think for the most part, when you think about the Diggs tenure here, it won't be about the interceptions. It'll be about all the nonsense and the unprofessional way that he approached things, the concussion stuff that he had this year with the TV story. Hopefully we get maybe some more details on that at some point.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how many people are buying that. Well, that's Todd Archer at 4:00. Like,
what about the what happened at home? The concussion thing?
The home concussion. He's talking about it being a TV.
Yeah.
Maybe. Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
All right. Now, that's not the only Diggs story floating around the world today in the NFL, as you have Stephon Diggs, his brother, Patriots wide receiver, facing strangulation and assault charges. Yes. not a good situation for him. He's trying to just pay this thing off and move on here, just pay the victim. And it's apparently it's a lady who was his personal chef from this season.
Oh, wow.
So they've been business partners basically since just before the season started. She claims she hasn't been paid. She's basically owed like a month's pay.
Oh, wow.
And then he got super ticked off about it when she called him out for it. And allegedly he put his hands on her and that kind of deal. So
how could you not pay somebody that was working for you that way? I mean, a chef, somebody that's feeding you every single day. How do you not handle that? You know, and again, we get paid every Tuesday in the National Football League. I'm sure he gets paid quite a bit of money. Don't know exactly what he makes a week, but probably enough to pay staff to be able to handle his situation. It's amazing to me that these guys, with how much money they do make, that they just let things go by, you know, let things fall through and all that. And here's somebody that was, you know, that's cooking for you. Now, come on, man. It's amazing to me some of these things that happen with some of these players.
I know. It is pretty nuts. The fact that, and she says like the agreement was that she would be paid on a weekly basis. Turned out that it's been a monthly basis, and he's, I guess, behind a month according to her.
He gets a check every Tuesday in the NFL, direct deposit check into his account. Now he might have a million other things going on, but if that's the case, if you can't afford to pay the staff that's working for you or trying to keep you, you know, keep you fed and all that, then you don't need to be having a personal chef. You could eat at the Bills the Patriots facility, you know, when that's going down.
Yeah, I mean, I think the personal chef would be that would be one of the first things, though. If I especially a professional athlete,
well, somebody that's very good at nutrition and stuff, and not going to let you eat a bunch of crap, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's worth having somebody that. You know, that like every day you're going to get a meal. You like when you're going to work, you got your eggs cooked the way you want them. I mean, you go to, like I say, there's some of these facilities that are really, really good. The Cowboys facility is wonderful when it comes to eating breakfast and a lunch and taking care of you that way. But there's some places that are not. And clearly Diggs felt like it was important enough to have a chef. But if you're going to have staff on board and you make that determination, I'm telling you, you got to take care of that. You can't let that just, you know, go a month or two and not even, you know, pay for it. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then allegedly get violent when you get called out for
it. Yeah, exactly.
Crazy day for the Diggs family.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Trayvon Diggs officially released from the Dallas Cowboys. Now we cross our fingers. Okay, this is apparently the Cowboys' hope that a team picks him up and eats the remaining salary that he is owed for the rest of the season, which is one more week, and it's just under $500,000. So maybe it's the Bears, maybe it's another team, but there's only a handful of teams that it would even make sense for.
They're looking for a team to claim this contract is what they're looking for. That's what they're – and folks, again, we totally get it. The likelihood of that is not going to happen. But that's exactly where they're at with this dig situation.
All right, just getting started here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in on a TD Tuesday. Let's get you the G-Bag of the Day champion and the Wooly Bully Top 10. I have the weirdest New Year's Eve drops across the country next year in the nation.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.